11 seconds of silence. I wonder if you have ever been in a space where you were open to exploring more intentional movement, less impulsive feeling of spaces, more silence, slow paced, without the need to feel pressured or feel like you are in a race or falling behind because you're not the first to, or because you're not in line to join in the next best thing. And this is not just social media. It's not just the latest app. This is just in the way that you choose to live, in the way that you choose to get in your car and drive. Do you have to be the first at the light? Do you have to be the first to go through the light? Do you have to be the first in the turning lane? Everything is a rush. And not necessarily your fault, not no one's fault, not finding fault at all, but really just from a place of observing and learning, from a place of deciphering between existing and living, from a place of really taking an assessment at your habits and your patterns and figuring out what belongs to you and what belongs to culture, what belongs to society, what belongs to family, what part of your movements, your thoughts, your habits, your patterns belong to an influence or influencer. Where are you in all of this? What part of yourself still belongs to you? This is a concept, or rather a perspective, I wanted to share as I have been in deep study and mastery to myself and really committed to this journey probably within the last couple of years. And one thing I've noticed, I'm just naturally inclined to take my time with everything. And once I really embrace the life of what people would categorize as a minimalist, not just in being intentional about what I put in my space, by default, I became very intentional about how I move about my spaces, how I feel my spaces, how I or who I invite into my spaces. My spaces include physical, external space, but also the very, very spiritual, sacred, divine internal space. That is my body, my mind, my spirit, the palms of my hands, my arms, my legs, my thighs, ladies. All of these are divine spaces. And so here's the medicine for today, my medicine, but I'm offering you some of this prescription as well. Be careful not to fill these divine spaces with people. Be careful not to overcompensate because of what feels like a void. Perhaps you're just open, not empty, but open. Open as in available, in a posture to receive, ready for more, expansion, download, fill my cup, right? And so with that in mind, just ask yourself, who and what and why am I filling my cup? Who, what, and why? And finally, how? However you choose to fill your cup, of course, is that's you. That belongs to you. That is yours alone. But it's just a gentle reminder that you are not mandated. You do not have to source energy and food and knowledge and wisdom and joy and fulfillment and all of these things that would seem so woo-woo and esoteric, but on a very soul, on a very tangible level, you do not have to fill your cup with what anyone else deems as filling. What is filling to you? What does it feel like just to be open for a little while longer? What does it feel like to take your time? What does it feel like to just move slow? Be intentional. Much like the children on the playground right here in my background. Be intentional about everything that you do, every piece of equipment on this playground that has been touched, that has been carefully tried and exhausted and explored before moving on to the next best thing. Be intentional about your movement. Be well and be good. Stay lifted.